I'm going to be speaking from the first chapter of the book of James. I don't know how long it's going to take, but we'll just start today and see where it ends up at. I'm going to read the first 8 verses. It goes like this: James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brothers, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberally, and rebukes not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. In verse 1, James identifies himself and introduces himself only as James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. What an introduction. Have you ever considered introducing yourself as a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ? James' ability and his faith had soon given him a place of leadership among the early Christians. 3 years after Paul's conversion, he visited the leaders at Jerusalem, and there he saw James, the Lord's brother. And again in Acts the 15th chapter, at the conference regarding the salvation of the Gentiles and admission into the Church of Jesus Christ, James was the presiding officer. James addressed his letter to the 12 tribes who had been scattered by the early persecution of the church. Probably the salutation included the Jewish Christians that were won to Christ by Paul and other missionaries where the churches were established in the Gentile communities. This letter involves James's deep concern for the practical outcome of Christian faith seems to at times to make him an opponent of Paul's emphasis on salvation by faith alone. It was this emphasis that caused Martin Luther to comment on this book and call it straw. Luther was wrong. James' position is not an attack on salvation by faith. It is a protection against hypocrisy. James wants the world to know that faith is a transforming force. Salvation by faith results in holy living. This does not contradict Paul's teaching. It complements it. The two emphases are the two facets of a full, ordered Christian faith: redemption and holy living. If I were to summarize the first chapter of the book of James, I would mention the three major points. This first chapter centers on persevering through trials, the importance of wisdom, and being doers of the word rather than just hearers. The first major point, James emphasizes finding joy in trials because they produce patience and spiritual maturity. Second, he stresses the value of asking God for wisdom, trusting that God gives generously to those who ask in faith. Thirdly, he calls believers to not only hear the word, but to act on the word, stressing practical obedience and care for others, especially the vulnerable. This chapter is all about faith and action. Does this resonate with you? I hope so. This is my first lesson from the first chapter of the book of James. Join me tomorrow for lesson number 2. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.